Let me be real with you. There was a season in my life where I couldn't figure out why I felt stuck. I was praying, journaling, launching, working my plan, saying all the affirmations, but things still felt off. And one day, it hit me. It wasn't my strategy, it was my circle. I looked up and realized I was surrounded by people who were committed to the old version of me. Friends who clapped for my comfort and not my growth. Colleagues who supported my success as long as it didn't surpass theirs. And family who meant well, but didn't have the mindset to see where I was going. You see, you can't elevate in a room that's emotionally invested in you staying small. Your environment, it is energy. And energy is either expanding or contracting you. There is no neutral. So today, we're talking about the company you keep and how the people around you may be shaping your reality more than you realize. Let's get into it. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned spiritual mindset and business coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say, it's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And let me say this up front, your circle is not neutral. It's either pulling you into alignment or anchoring you in old patterns. And if you're feeling stuck, uninspired, or second-guessing your next level, it might not be you. It might be who you've surrounded yourself with, because your vision is sacred and it deserves to be protected, nourished, and spoken to with reverence. So today we're doing the work to get honest about who's around you and who no longer gets to sit front row in your life. And let me tell you something I had to learn the hard way. Everyone can't go. Everyone can't go. When I started evolving spiritually, emotionally, professionally, I noticed that not everybody celebrated that version of me. Some people didn't know how to talk to me unless I was complaining. Some only hit me up when they needed something, but disappeared when I needed support. And then some masked their jealousy as concern. Are you sure you want to leave your job? Girl, you doing too much. Don't forget where you came from. And you see, when you start growing, you'll trigger the parts of people that aren't ready to grow with you. And for a long time, I kept trying to bring them with me. Help over-explaining, help including them, help making myself smaller to keep the peace, until I realized I was shrinking my light to make other people comfortable. I was watering down my dreams to stay digestible. And I was draining my own energy trying to earn loyalty from people who were never meant to go the distance with me. So what did I do? I just stopped talking, especially about things that I no longer valued and that didn't light me up anymore. So conversations became what? Fewer and farther between. And before I knew it, we just weren't talking anymore. But I was on my path onto my purpose. But let's call it what it really was. Some of those relationships weren't rooted in love. They were rooted in shared survival. Some of the people I thought were friends were really just familiar. You know, we bonded over the pain, the hard times, the hustle. And the more I healed, the more I could see that what I once called loyalty was really a trauma tether. Some of the deepest bonds are built in brokenness. And let me say this to you clearly. If the people around you are more comfortable with your struggle than your success, then you need new people. Because loyalty should never require self-abandonment. And while proximity is power, your nervous system calibrates to the people you spend the most time with. So you have to choose wisely. But here's what I want you to hear. Shifting your conversations is only part of the breakthrough. Because if you're going to rise into your next level, you've got to shift your mindset about who even gets a seat at your table. Let's talk about what really changes when your circle aligns with your future and not your fears. Because when your circle shifts, guess what? Your thoughts shift too. You start to have elevated thoughts, elevated conversations. And when your thoughts shift, your identity starts catching up to your vision. So the mindset that you need in order to lead from your future and not your history is that your next level isn't just about what you do. It's about who you allow around you. Because when you're surrounded by the right energy, you think clearer, you speak bolder, you take braver steps. But when you're surrounded by the wrong energy, you second guess yourself. You play small. You stay stuck because you're too busy people pleasing to pursue your purpose. Your circle should reflect where you're going and not just where you've been. So if you want to grow, you've got to audit who's around you. If you want to lead, you have to look at who you're listening to. And if you want to break patterns, you have to check who's reinforcing them. And let's be honest, sometimes support is actually enabling. They're not encouraging your evolution. They're just enabling your excuses. Girl, you don't want to go to the gym? You don't have to go. And let's push this even deeper, because sometimes it's not that the people around you are bad. It's just that they're not aligned with where you're going. It's not enough to like the same shows, share the same trauma, or be quote unquote cool with each other. You need people whose values mirror where you're headed and not just where you've healed. So here's the shift. Stop confusing history with alignment. Just because someone's been around a long time doesn't mean they belong in the next season. And once you've made peace with that, like truly made peace with that truth, it's time to take inventory. So let's break this down so you can start seeing your circle through a sharper and more intentional lens. There are three types of people in your life. You have the elevators. They challenge you. They speak to your potential. They hold you accountable, even when it's uncomfortable. You want to keep them close. Nurture these relationships and let them sharpen you. You should be able to choose friends who call out your blind spots. If no one in your circle can lovingly call you out,
then you're not in the friendship. You're in an echo chamber, because real friends don't just hype you up. They help to refine you. These are the people who remind you who you are when you forget. When you find someone who doesn't just let you settle, that's a gift, and you have to honor that. Next up, you have the enablers. They validate your stuckness. They agree with every excuse. They say they understand, but they don't expect more from you. Get clear with them. Not everyone who's nice to you is good for your growth. And lastly, you have the drainers. You feel heavy after every interaction. They're always in crisis. It's never mutual. You pour, they take. Set boundaries with them, because your energy is not an open buffet. Now, what do you do with all of this? You audit, you decide, and you act. Make a list. Who are your top 5 most frequent energy contacts? Label them honestly. Are they an elevator, an enabler, or a drainer? And then ask yourself, who calls me higher? Who keeps me the same? And who drains me the moment I talk to them? And from there, you adjust your access. Because everyone can have your compassion, but not everyone should have access to your calendar. You don't just need strategy to grow. You need alignment in your environment. Your energy is sacred, and relationships are spiritual contracts. So be mindful of who's on the receiving end of your attention. So if you're serious about protecting your energy and stepping into your next level, you can't just notice the imbalance. You've got to move. You've got to make a shift, and you've got to lead like the leader you are. Here are 3 steps to shift your environment and protect your energy. 1, audit your circle. You've already identified the elevators, the enablers, the drainers. Now move from awareness to action. Ask yourself, who makes me feel seen, safe, and stretched? Who do I feel small around, even if they're not saying anything? Who do I have to shrink, shift, or silence myself for? And who keeps me anchored to the old version of me? Make a list, be honest, and be clear. And pause the episode if you need to, because this part matters. Clarity is the first step to freedom. 2, set boundaries without guilt. You don't owe everyone access to every version of you. Distance is not disrespect. Silence is not shade. And saying no is not selfish. It's spiritual hygiene. You are taking care of yourself. If someone gets offended by your growth, that's proof that they were benefiting from your stagnation. Everything is energy, including people. So when your vibration rises, 2 things happen. You become incongruent with low-frequency relationships, and you start to attract and repel simultaneously. And that's not rejection. That's alignment doing its job. And 3, start building your next-level network. Find rooms where your vision is normal and not something you have to over-explain. Get around women who don't get intimidated by your goals. And be in conversations that activate your calling and not just your comfort. This isn't about networking. It's about calibrating. See, from a neuroscience perspective, your brain mirrors what it sees through neuromirroring. The more time you spend around elevated minds, the more your beliefs and identity rise to meet that standard. So if you want to expand your thinking, get around thinkers who are already where you're headed. Your energetic field entrains to whatever it's closest to. So when your circle is aligned with purpose, power, and peace, you rise faster without even forcing it, because energy doesn't lie and neither does alignment. But let me flip this on you too, because it's easy to point outward, but real growth starts inward. You attract what you are. So if you want elevators, you have to be one. Be the woman who calls her friends higher without shaming them for their pace. And here's one more truth most people avoid. If your circle is off, sometimes it's because you haven't leveled up who you're being in it. And keep this in mind. These aren't just steps. This is a lifestyle upgrade. One decision at a time, and you're becoming the woman your future is praying for. When you shift your circle, you shift your standard, and your next level stops feeling like a fantasy and starts feeling like your new normal. Here's your bold move this week. Do an energy audit. Look at who's in your ear, in your inbox, and on your feed. Ask yourself, is this relationship aligned with where I'm headed? If not, adjust accordingly, because you don't have time to explain your calling to people who were never meant to carry it. And if you're ready to surround yourself with high-level support that gets where you're going and can guide you there, then book your Soul Goals Clarity call today. We'll break down where your energy is leaking, where your vision is blocked, and what relationships need to be redefined or released. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com, because when your mindset is elevating, your crown should sit right too. Before we wrap, I want to leave you with something that anchors everything we talked about today. And you already know it's an affirmation, because the words you speak shape the life you live. They train your mind, your body, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So don't just say it. Speak it like your future depends on it, because it does. So close your eyes. Put one hand on your heart and one on your belly, and take a deep breath. And say this with me, like you mean it. I attract relationships that support my highest potential. I am surrounded by people who see me, stretch me, and speak life into my vision. Speak as if it's done and watch who starts showing up. Say it every day this week, because you're not just shifting your mindset, you're setting the standard for your next level. And that's it for this week on Tell Your Truth. If today's episode hit home, I want you to share it with a friend who always pours into others but needs a reminder to protect her own energy. Send her this message of truth. And make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and tag me with your biggest takeaway. Because next week, we're talking about when the vision feels too big, how to stop shrinking your dreams and start stretching your identity to match what God showed you. Because if He gave you the vision, He already built you for it. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, and live your freedom. See you in the next episode.